because I started renting. And apart from the fact for the first time after I'd been married that I was renting, it was how can I invest my money to get into a house? Because once again, it was about the great Australian dream of having your own home because I'd lost it. How do I do that?
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyron Shum, and in this episode, we're speaking with property strategist Christine Williams. She will share her personal investing story, how she became a rentvestor before the term was introduced, and how she learned the hard way about residential and commercial interest rates so that you don't have to too. Investment property strategist at Smarter Property Investing, Williams says the key to managing her day is communication and teamwork, which is a big part of what makes her day so successful.
As you can hear, I love to talk, but I'm more than often, my first thing that I do is my to-do list to make sure that I'm covering up on what I need to achieve for my clients. I have a task of making sure that I speak to at least 5 clients a day, not email, actually speak to them. And of course, then I spend quite a bit of my time on research, what's coming up, looking at what the media is saying, thinking that my clients are going to be concerned about what the media is saying, so I make sure that I've got an answer ready for that. And if anything other than that, it's working with my team.
Fantastic. And how big's your team?
I've got 4-5 girls, contractors and full-time employees as well. And then, of course, from that, I work with ancillary services, mortgage brokers, solicitors, accountants, financial planners, but my actual team is myself and 5 girls.
Yeah, it's so important to be able to build a portfolio or help others build a portfolio. You need a team and people, the right people surrounding you to be able to help achieve that, because it's not a one-man business or one-man thing anymore nowadays with property. It's a team effort.
No, it's not. Mm. And from a business perspective, that's exactly right. However, from an investment property perspective, it's extremely important to have those professionals around you as well.
In 2016, Williams Company were nominated for the Finder Innovation Awards under the category of Most Innovative Team and Person. She has used her strategies for personal success within her own business and is known to specialize in property portfolios. She says that being a mother and grandmother has enabled this trait, and she's learned to have a backup plan in any scenario.
I'm actually accredited with PIAA as a property advisor. And in that, it's talking about strategies and what strategy would actually suit you. So I would say that I'm a strategist from just being a female because, you know, as a wife, a mother and a grandmother, you have to work things out and you have strategies always in place. You know, if strategy A doesn't work out, you know, what have we got lined up for B and C? So that's how I would see myself. But really, I've just said that a wife, a mother and a grandmother. I often tell my audiences when I'm speaking, what you see is what you get. So I'm pretty normal, and if I can do it, I feel most people can do what I do.
As a young girl, Williams' family moved around a great deal. In her adult life, this became a reason for her to begin purchasing property and to settle down.
I'm a Melbourne girl, born and bred in Melbourne. I grew up in Broadmeadows. But in saying that, I went to 7 different primary schools. Left school at 15, but went to 4 different secondary schools. So from that, you can tell that my parents moved around a lot. So I had a very, very gypsy-like growing up. And a part of that moving was rental properties, but a lot of my childhood was spent in caravans as well. Can't say that I had bad childhood. I had very loving childhood. However, it wasn't until I became an adult and understood that I didn't want to continue moving around and I wanted a home. So, yes, the great Australian dream of actually owning a home was what was one of the things that, even though my parents couldn't provide that, it was something that they influenced me in as in my upbringing. And they made me understand that you could live anywhere and a home could be made into a home. But I actually got hooked on the great Australian dream of owning bricks and mortar. So inadvertently, because of my upbringing, that's how I got involved in property, because it was something I didn't have and it was something that I've worked towards having. And I still work towards that today, and I'm still building my property portfolio today. And it just makes me think that, yes, my children won't have the childhood that I had, and it's my biggest why. So that's where that came from.
Stemming from a love of numbers, Williams has had a variety of administration and managerial jobs before beginning her property investment journey. Each of these jobs paved the way for her to become a property investment strategist.
Funny, having to leave school at 15 because I had to help my parents out financially. I'm the eldest of three children. It's really funny understanding or thinking about how I got into property. It wasn't something I woke up one day saying, this is what I'm going to do. It certainly has evolved over many years. But it actually came from, this is a very good question, Tyrone. It actually came from me loving numbers. I've always been a numbers girl. Numbers just come into my mind and I can work out something very quickly through numbers. So the jobs that I had when I left school, I was quite lucky to start in an office when I was 15 and 4 months, and I was the male girl at Jay Gadsden's. And from that, my expertise in numbers just sort of cemented administration jobs, in accounts receivable, accounts payable, wages, payroll, anything that had to do with numbers, I just seemed to excel at it. And through that, through my career, I became manager in charge of staff and so forth. But once I got married, and understanding that I knew that I needed to earn more money to get further ahead in life, I actually went back to night school and I did my accounting diploma. So I suppose from the accounting diploma and being in managerial positions and actually workflow and having to strategize for businesses that I worked in, so I've worked in hospitality, the building industry, the automotive industry, all industries that evolved around KPI and numbers, it really helped me become the strategist that I am today, because I was strategizing in the career path that I took in every single job.
William says that it is only natural for her to enter into the property investing industry due to following what she was passionate about. She says that when investing in properties, you have to actually become a business owner.
Technically, I've been self-employed for about the last 20 years, and I think not wanting to be my own boss, that it didn't sort of come from there. It came from the necessity of having money and earning money, and money became a part of what you needed to become a very successful property investor. Mm. So I suppose becoming a business owner, once again, taught me how to strategize in business and becoming quite successful in businesses. I've been involved in three different businesses. So with that, property investing, or Smarter Property Investing, my business today, really came from 20-odd years being in business and understanding that becoming a property investor, this is something that I teach my clients all the time, you've actually become a business owner. You've actually started a business, and the business is property investing. So it really was just a natural path for me to create a business from a passion that I had.
Williams tells us her first investment property came about and how she was intent on chasing the great Australian dream of owning her own home. Then she realized that to create wealth, it was necessary to own a collection of properties rather than just one or two.
The first investment property actually came after my divorce. So if I go back to my first marriage, I have a current husband, so I'm in a second marriage. If I go back to my first marriage, yes, we built a house, bought a block of land, we built a house. And we eventually decided that house wasn't big enough, so we sold it. And we sold it in the boom, and then we built a bigger house, and then we did exactly the same thing again and sold it in boom and made money along the way. But we were only selling and buying to get a bigger house because it was a great Australian dream.
Mm.
So I never really understood anything other than just buying and selling houses at that particular time, and you made money out of it to get a bigger house. But I suppose the property investing started after I got divorced, and unfortunately after paying out private school fees and debt, I came out with $15,000 and two teenage children. And where was I going to park that $15,000, because I started renting? And apart from the fact it was the first time after I'd been married that I was renting, it was how can I invest my money to get into a house? Because once again, it was about the great Australian dream of having your own home because I'd lost it. How do I do that? So I started looking at different investments. Property wasn't the first thing that I invested in. I actually invested in a business first. And from that, it was very successful in the first couple of years. And then it was a block of land. And the block of land, through a boom, I doubled my money in less than 18 months. I took that money and I actually invested it then in bricks and mortar. So it really came out of desperation. Investing in property came out of desperation from a divorce. And then being successful in the choices that I made, because to me, investing in property is not about investing in property. To me, investing in property is my why and my outcome, and it's about making money. So it was, how can I make money quickly instead of, you know, just having to work more hours or find a job that's going to pay me more? The penny dropped when I realised property made money, and that was what I was after. From that, I eventually realised that, you know, it's not one property, it's not two properties, it's actually multiple property, and that's how it turned into a business.
Coming up after the break, we will continue with William's property investing journey.
Commercial property isn't a bad investment. It is a good investment if you've got the right strategy in place.
When she had an amazing aha moment.
So I started renting in the area to keep my girls in the same schools and keep them with their friends. And I started investing where I could afford to invest. So over 20 years ago, I became a rent investor.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum and you're listening to Property Investory. Are you looking at buying property? Unsure which suburb to choose? Let me share with you an amazing tool. It's called Location Score, and it's the simplest way to decide where to buy profitable property all over Australia. Created by property experts Ben Kingsley, Bryce Holloway, and Jeremy Shepherd. You can check it out at propertyinvestory.com/location score. Also, when you buy through my affiliate link, I'll give you 1 month access to the Property Investory Club, where you can learn from the experts and be part of a private property investing community valued at $99. Visit propertyinvestory.com/location score to claim your special offer. Williams had learned from her mistakes and wanted the opportunity to inform others of the information she had gleaned. After working for a number of years as a mortgage broker, she realized that she had a way of helping people. And so, led her to become a property investment strategist.
Well, along the way, one of the lessons I learnt was how to get more money, and that was working with banks. And I made a mistake once of, well, I understood that I didn't want the bank to own my house. So I understood that if I had a separate property, that being an investment property, and if that was the security, the bank wouldn't use my own home as security. So what I'm leading to there is that I end up paying cash through equity in my own property. I end up paying cash for commercial property. And that commercial property was then going to be the basis of my security for future investment properties. I didn't realise at that time that by buying a commercial property, any future investment residential properties that I securitised against that property, I would have to be paying commercial interest rates. So therefore, my cash flow went down and my expenses went up. Mm. And it was a very, very big lesson that I learnt that securing property against commercial property, you acquire commercial interest rates, not residential interest rates. So with that, I thought to myself, I'm not going to fall for that trap again. And these are how I learnt lessons during my life. When I did fall into a trap or I didn't have enough information and I made the wrong decision, I went out and learned how to do this better. So at that point, I became a mortgage broker.
Oh.
And at that point, I started to learn the system. And the system was how to get money from the banks to work within your own property investment strategies and how to get the best product and not fall into the same trap that I did. So I've become successful because of the mistakes I've made. And then by making mistakes, I've decided to go and learn how to do it better. So all through my career and through my journey of being a property investor, the mistakes I made, I went and learned how to do it better. So how I started telling people about investing in property, because by this time I'm investing in property myself and as a mortgage broker, I was always asked, what do you do and how do you do it? And it was more about helping my mortgage broking client set up the correct product so that they could continue to borrow money under bank guidelines and to know what their why was and to know what they intended to do and how to help them on that path to get there. And it was after the mortgage broking that I started the property business, because I just realised after 3 or 4 years that I was helping a lot of people inadvertently, and it just becomes the natural progression.
William speaks about the lowest of the low in her investing experiences, saying that the commercial interest rate prevented her from acquiring a good cash flow and borrowing more money.
Well, I suppose it came from that commercial property, because as much as it turned out quite successful in the end, of course, yep. I made quite a bit of money out of it. It was the worst decision I made, because I had already planned to purchase 3 properties over the future 3 years after that property. And because the commercial interest rates changed my cash flow, it actually prevented me from borrowing money or having that right cash flow for at least 2 years. Mm. So I see that's a worse decision, because it kept me out of the market for 2 years whilst I had to refinance, re-strategize and get back into it. So as much as it turned out to be a successful investment, it was the worst decision I made. It is a good investment if you've got the right strategy in place. So yes, I have clients that work with commercial.
The term rentvestor has become popular amongst those from Generation Y who are finding it too challenging to enter into the market. William says that while the term is relatively new, she herself lived by the principle 20 years ago.
If people are prepared to go and look up the old-fashioned Macquarie Australian English Dictionary, you'll find that there's a word in there now that was actually put in the English dictionary just over 2 years ago, and it's called rentvestor. So a rentvestor to me is someone who is renting where they want to work and live, but they can't afford to buy their own home in the area that they want to live, but they start, they've been quite wise and they're investing in other areas and creating and building wealth outside where they're living.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know, I suppose my aha moment was over 20 years ago, I was a rentvestor. I was renting because I wanted to keep my girls in the schools that they had, the area that they'd grown up in, and to keep them with their friends. And after a divorce, I couldn't rebuy in the same area. So I started renting in the area to keep my girls in the same schools and keep them with their friends. And I started investing where I could afford to invest. So over 20 years ago, I became a rentvestor. I didn't know until 2 years ago that it was an actual person or an actual title or an actual strategy. But, you know, I have Generation Y coming up now that are successfully becoming rentvestors. So I suppose the aha moment was, whilst I was paying rent as an adult with 2 children, I understood I was helping someone pay off their own mortgage, and this is how I could get into property. So the aha moment came out of desperation and came out of making the right choice of where to park my money when I first started parking money.
Really interesting. And I think with regards to actually people investing or rentvesting right now, it's probably the trend that's going on, because unfortunately the properties around, say, Sydney and Melbourne are averaging between $700 to $1 million. So it kind of stretches people's budget to be able to afford to buy things and live in. And you basically would be living on a very tight budget if you're to afford to buy one of these properties outright. So,
certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly. But I suppose that's the lesson. And I suppose we're fortunate enough to live in a time whereby, not that credit's free, but we have credit, we have access to strategies, and we have access to different ideas. When I was growing up, there was no such thing as a rentvestor, and there was no such thing as, you know, do anything other than, you know, get married, buy your own home, pay it off and live on the pension. Well, of course, we know today that that's not going to be sustainable. And however, but we also know that there are many people coming through population, either, you know, being born here or through migration. We know that every single person needs to lay their head somewhere every night. And so to me, property investors are doing our population a service by offering investment properties. And having that option whereby you become the landlord, and I'm very adamant about being a very good landlord, you become a landlord to allow people to rent where they want to live and, you know, put them on the path of understanding that they can start investing in outer suburbs. Because you are right, Melbourne and Sydney, you know, we are going to become populations of 8 and 10 million, and we have the land and we're just going to continue to buy, build properties. So investors are actually helping our population have somewhere to lay their head over night time. And I think it's a very good strategy to get into, to understand that, yes, it is about creating wealth. However, you are doing, you know, a person, a family, you know, divorced parents, migrants, a favour by offering them a well-maintained home that they can afford to rent. Meanwhile, you're making money and creating wealth whilst you're doing it.
Williams states she's most excited about being able to access more information about property investing, which is allowing many people who believe that they cannot afford to invest to do so.
Access to information, however, too much information can be not good for you. But I think we have, by educating yourself and understanding the systems, and the systems through the banks, systems through property law, the systems through taxation, I think it was never a secret that property made money, but it was always a secret as to how you could do it. And so I'm just so excited today that we have so much access to information, and we have guidelines and accreditations and qualifications put in place that, you know, if you are going to speak about a subject and you are an authority on the subject, you know, you have to go out and prove that you've actually done it. So I'm excited about the process in my business that I've started. I call it a smarter strategy, a seven-step strategy of becoming a smart investor. And I'm a smart investor and have become a smarter investor by educating myself and learning the systems and having access to that. And if I could say, Tyrone, look, it wasn't easy being a female. Property was generally very much, if I dare say, a boys' club. And I'm really excited about how many women and single women, but women in general, who have really embraced the fact that they can go out and invest in property as well. So that's what I'm excited about. And I'm so excited to see so many young people coming through and understanding that there's benefits in owning property, and then young couples getting into the market, and then, you know, my kids, my own adult children, you know, having investment properties and knowing that they're taking the right steps and right proportions, that's going to work for them. And, you know, understanding it's a risk, but putting risk mitigation strategies in place so that it's going to work for them. So, yeah, I'm very excited about how property can change people's lives today.
Inspired by Christine Williams' story and her excitement about helping people understand more about property investing, we'll continue the conversation in a later episode on Property Investory. You'll find out how to apply Williams' strategy.
So it's a part of the strategy of making sure that when something goes wrong, it's really going to be a bump. It's not going to turn into a mountain.
How to learn from her habits, which have led to her success.
The other most important thing is knowing your numbers and knowing your cash flow and how that's going to affect your current lifestyle.
And that's in a future episode on Property Investory. If you'd like to discover more of our podcast episodes, please jump onto our website at propertyinvestory.com. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinvestory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.